The nation's coming off an especially rough month for employment. The Labor Department is announcing the creation of 88,000 jobs, not even close to what Wall Street was expecting, as NPR's Dan Bobkoff explains.
After posting solid job gains in February, March's numbers came in anemic. 88,000 new jobs is less than half what many economists predicted. The unemployment rate did fall slightly to 7.6%, but the overall labor force also declined by nearly 500,000 people. Brighter spots included healthcare, professional services, and construction, which all gained jobs. But the retail sector cut 24,000. March's report now fully takes into account higher payroll taxes and the federal budget cuts known as the sequester. Now the question is whether today's jobs report is a blip in the recovery or a sign the economy is slowing to a halt. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
A federal judge in New York is ordering the Food and Drug Administration to remove existing age restrictions on the so-called morning after pill. NPR's Julie Rovner has the latest.
In 2003, two FDA advisory committees ruled that the emergency contraceptive pill known as Plan B was safe enough to be sold over the counter. But the Bush administration resisted, ultimately approving it without a prescription, only for those age 18 and over. The judge in today's case, Edward Corman, later ordered that lowered to 17. Women's groups, however, said the age restriction still made it difficult for those over the age of 17 to get the medication. But the Obama administration also refused to remove the restriction. Now Judge Corman said that refusal was politically motivated and has ordered the decision reversed. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.